Chapter 66. Jesse talked the next morning to the press on the front steps of the Paradise police station. Yes, a Paradise police officer, Anthony DeAngelis, had been killed last night. Yes, they had identified two suspects, Tony and Brianna Lincoln. No, they did not know the whereabouts of the suspects. Yes, the search was continuing. When they had asked all the questions Jesse could stand to hear, the news conference was ended, and Jesse went inside. Molly nodded toward his office. Jen, Molly said. She came in the side. Jesse nodded and walked into his office. Jen was sitting on the edge of his desk, looking through Jesse's side window at the turmoil of media that surged around the front lawn of the police station. Jesse closed the office door behind him. Hi, he said. Hi. Jesse went around the desk and sat in his chair. Jen shifted on the edge of his desk so that she was looking at him, her right leg resting on the ground, her left draped over his desk. Are you okay? She said. Physically? Sure, Jesse said. Small caliber, good vest. Still, someone tried to kill you. I know. And they did kill one of your men. Yes. And they got away, Jen said. So far, Jesse said. Jen was quiet for a moment. You must feel awful, she said. Try not to feel too much, Jesse said. How's the drinking? Jen said. I don't drink anymore, Jesse said. Jen nodded. Did you have to tell Anthony's family? Jesse nodded. His wife, Jesse said. Was it bad? Yes. And you're sure you don't feel awful? Jen said. Jesse shrugged and looked out the window at the press scrum. Then he took in some air and looked back at Jen and said, Yes, I guess in fact I do. Of course you do, she said. May I say something? If I said no, you'd say it anyway. Jen smiled. Yes, she said, I suppose I would. She paused and pressed her face for a moment into her semi-cupped hands and rubbed her eyes as if she were very tired. Then she raised her head and took a breath. I am very sorry I tried to impose upon our relationship to get a break in this serial killer story, she said. You didn't need that. You shouldn't have had to address that. I was wrong and stupid to ask. Jesse smiled faintly. Wrong and stupid, he said. Yes. I was thinking only about myself. I should have been thinking about you. I'm very sorry. Jesse said nothing for a time. Then he said, Thank you, Jen. You're welcome. She had on perfume. Her hair was well cut and perfectly arranged. Her makeup was bright and expert. Her clothes were very immediate. There was a kind of physical brightness about her that was just short of flamboyant. Would you like to talk about it, she said. Off the record? Jen hung her head a little. I'll never tell anyone, she said, what you say to me unless you ask me to. Jesse smiled at her. Besides, he said, you don't even have B-roll for this. Jen smiled back at him. Hal, she said, all there is in this case is B-roll. There's two of them, husband and wife. Their goal was to kill me, but I was wearing a vest. We tried to trap them at the shopping center, but they killed Anthony and got away in the crowd. Probably should have brought the state cops into it, but coulda, shoulda. We searched their condo, found a computer with my picture on it, and, in the sequence of their deaths, the serial killer victims. Like a confession, Jen said. Seems so. The apartment was empty. No sign of flight, but no sign of them returning either. The car is still in the garage. They probably had a rental. Stadies are checking that now. My guess is that these people have already prepared another identity and the Stadies won't find anybody named Lincoln renting a car. So, you think you were going to be the piece de resistance? Jen said. Yes. And they plan to disappear after they shot you? Yes. The house is anally cleaned for us. The pictures on the computer are waiting for us to find them. See how much smarter we are than you shit kickers. And you don't know where they went, Jen said. No idea. How did they get to the car? Jesse stared at her. They had to pick up the rental car, Jen said. How did they get there? How did they get the car? Jesse said.